Broadcasting live for Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. From the beautiful Atlanta Marriott Northwest Hotel at the Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
So the breakout sessions have ended here at the 101 Best and Brightest. I'm Michael Lauer here with Shay Thomas. And we're cooking with butter again, aren't we, Shay?
We're cooking with butter, as you would say. The excitement in the room after everybody got out of the initial
breakout sessions,
yeah. Thank you. It's just, I mean, everybody's just ecstatic right now.
I know, and I'm excited about our next guest here. We have Linda Walls, the job placement coordinator with Every Woman Works. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very, very, very good. And I'm so curious about what you guys do at Every Woman Works.
Every Woman Works is a job readiness program for ladies that are, they have challenges in life. Some of them are veterans. Some are from a DFAC program or even domestic violence.
Sure.
And what we do, we bring them into a 8-week program, and we minister to them heart, body, soul, and spirit. And hopefully at the end of that program, they're employed.
So you give these women the tools they need to succeed in the business world.
Absolutely.
And that goes beyond just skill sets, right?
It surely does. Because a lot of things, it starts from the heart and starts, and you have to sometimes renew the mind. And that's one thing that's one of our principal areas that we work with. But we have nutrition, we have finance classes, we have customer support classes, we even have dress for success.
So you take care of all the aspects of general wellness.
Complete. Absolutely.
So speak to maybe some of the less obvious challenges and misconceptions people find when they say, oh no, I'm ready for a job. I can just go ahead and jump in, right?
I think a lot of them, especially if they've not been employed for a couple years, it's just knowing now that there's a new way of interviewing. You have lots of people that are doing web interviews, webcams, and actually just online.
Yeah,
lots of things are online versus just
right.
The typical way it was being done.
Well, everything's going digital now, so.
Absolutely.
That's what's trending, as the kids would say nowadays.
Right. New wave.
Right. So how do you prepare women for that aren't necessarily trendy with technology?
Actually, we have a computer lab on site.
Oh, wow.
And we have a trainer. So we have people that would come in. We have, and if I could mention some of the companies that align with us, Kimberly-Clark, CBON, GE, Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Those are some of our sponsors.
Wow, and dropped the big Atlanta name too.
Yeah.
It's always wonderful when you can hear like Coca-Cola and
absolutely
Atlanta-based companies.
Exactly.
So you are based out of Sandy Springs, correct?
Based out of Sandy Springs.
Do you have other locations?
Well, you know what? Funny you asked. We just had a lady to visit us from New York that's expanding the program in New York, and we've been contacted by a company out of Los Angeles that would like to bring us
out
there as well.
Those are some big cities.
Yes. So our goal and our vision is to go international, and of course we have to do national before international.
So explain to me the day in the life of Linda at work.
The day in the life of Linda, I work mainly job placement, so
okay.
I have a key role in the company because that's the ultimate goal of what we are trying to, absolutely.
Right.
So what I'm doing is I'm working with the students, interviewing them, doing one-on-ones. We have mock interviews with some of the companies that I mentioned, so we prepare them to go on those interviews, and when they're finished, then my goal is to sit with them and make sure that they are ready for the real interviews. And we have a 98% placement rate.
Wow.
Could you repeat that?
98%.
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. That's a 9 and then an 8.
9 and an 8.
What happens in the 2%?
The 2%, some people, they're just not ready. You know,
be nervous.
Nervous, fear factor, possibly.
Sure.
And some have even moved from the location where we are, or the area where we are, Fulton County.
Right.
And that percentage drops off.
So I think it's pretty common for most women, not all women, but for most women to maybe not have the confidence that their male counterparts have, or maybe some of that self-extillation where they praise themselves a little more than they, a little less than they probably should. How do you give them that confidence to go forward and sell themselves in an interview?
Well, one thing we do, we always say put God first. And when you do that, a lot of the fear, the doubt, the unbelief of who you are, it changes. And so with us being a faith-based operation, that's one thing I think is a plus, that people do get that inspiration. They're inspired to go and be the best that they can be. And we've seen, I call it, from moth to butterflies. I mean, they come out and they're just soaring. And our symbol is the bumblebee. And if you realize, the bumblebee doesn't really have wings to fly, but it does. So that's the heart of our matter, is we want these little bumblebees to go out and fly.
That's an awesome, awesome mission and purpose.
Awesome.
So we're here at Best and Brightest, and this is your first time at Best and Brightest, correct?
It's my first time, yes.
Now, what brings you here? Tell the folks why you're here.
We're here because we've been nominated for an award as one of the best and brightest companies to work for and within Atlanta. So
that's a huge accomplishment.
It truly is. And I have to give a shout out to our CEO, Ms. Tilly. She actually was just walking on the beach. She was AT&T almost 38 years. And she had a vision. It's like she just got the vision to start this organization and to help somebody. And she threw a rock in the ocean. And here we are 10 years later, and we're ready to go national. So you got to follow your dreams, follow your visions, and do it.
Be passionate.
Be passionate.
Well, it sounds like you're passionate about it. It sounds like you've got some great stuff going on.
Oh, we really do.
Where can folks go to learn more about it?
If you can, go online, everywomanworks.com, and you would be able to...
.org.
And also, we're at 100 Hanover Park Road, Suite 200 in Atlanta, which is Sandy Springs area. We're opening a boutique, and I would like to invite everybody out. It's July the 12th, and any clothing that you would have, because we also dress the ladies for business, for success, and we would love to have you drop those off. Please go online and donate. And of course, we would take clothing as well as any financial donations, because of course we're nonprofit. But that is a big launching, and we're going to have hopefully you folks can come.
Absolutely.
And join with us and maybe take it to the air.
Well, Linda, thanks for being on. It's been a fantastic experience talking to you.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate it. It's my first time on air.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Oh, good.
You're like a pro.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm Michael Lauer here with Shay Thomas here at 101 Best and Brightest. We'll be back in just a little bit.